Raid on America. A special documentary report. On Wednesday, August 24, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, NTD Television Network will premiere a new investigative report on the Mar-a-Lago raid. NTD's Paul Greeny sat down with legal experts and political insiders to find out if the FBI's raid was politically motivated. Are former President Donald Trump's opponents trying to stop him from running in 2024? The FBI's silence over its raid of Trump's Florida home has left many questions unanswered. Why not just subpoena Trump for the documents? Was such a broad search justified? What is the connection between the raid and the allegations of Trump-Russia collusion in 2016? This is not the first time the FBI has launched an investigation around Trump. Allegations Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidential election consumed the first years of his administration. Once it was determined that he did not work with the Russians at all, many asked if this was simply political persecution? And if so, what role did the FBI play in the scheme? Survey. https://ept.ms/3ph6eft. This special documentary report examines the context behind the Mar-a-Lago raid. It also raises questions about what kind of country we want the United States to be. Trump is not only a former president. He is also the most likely person to be on the Republican presidential ticket in 2024. Polls show the former president is still very popular among voters. His midterm endorsements resulted in great success. The president had vowed to oust sitting congressman and household name Liz Cheney after she voted to impeach him. Trump won. So, given Trump's popularity, was the raid organized as a way to beat him before any votes are cast? What would that mean for America? Is our government no longer of the people, by the people, and for the people? This special documentary report features interviews with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump; Roger Stone, political strategist; John Solomon, editor-in-chief, Just the News; Jesse Binnell, partner, Binnell Law Group; Jeff Clark, former Justice Department official; Jeff Landry, Louisiana Attorney General; Kash Patel, former acting chief of staff, the Pentagon; Lee Smith, investigative journalist; John Mills, former director of cybersecurity policy, Department of Defense; Richard Barres, director, Big Data Poll.